Welcome to D&B College. Today we're taking a chopped vinyl texture and turning it into a real bassline element with Jungle Swing inside Ableton Live 12. This is not about dropping a dusty loop on top of a beat and calling it done. We're building something that sits between rhythm, bass, and hook, something that feels simple, human, a little dangerous, but still controlled enough to live inside a proper D&B arrangement. That balance is the whole game. Why this works in D&B is simple. Jungle and darker rollers love movement that feels played, not programmed. A chopped vinyl phrase gives you that uneven push and pull that pure MIDI bass can miss. But if you're careless with the low end, the stereo field, or the chop lengths, the whole thing turns to mush fast. So we're going to keep the groove first, and the sound design second. Start with a source that actually has some personality. You want a dusty funk stab, a short bass guitar hit, a broken soul phrase, a brass stab, something with a clear transient and some low mid body. Don't overthink the source too much. The most important thing is the envelope. You want something with a strong attack and a tail that can be reshaped. Drop that sample into Ableton and trim it to a short phrase, maybe one bar or two bars. Warp it only as much as you need to lock it in. Don't sterilize it. A little timing instability is part of the charm here. If the sample already has groove, preserve it. What to listen for here is low mid weight. If the sample has no body around that 120 to 400 Hz zone, it's going to struggle as a bassline element. If it's too full range, that's fine too, because we'll shape it later. But if it's just top end dust, it probably won't carry the idea. Now chop it. You can use simpler in slice mode for a fast, playable approach. Or you can make manual cuts directly in the audio clip for tighter control. Both work. If you want something loose and sample-like, let Ableton slice by transient and play it like an instrument. If you want harder lock with the drums, make the cuts yourself and decide exactly which hits matter. A good workflow is to start with the organic slice method, then tighten it once you know which chops actually support the groove. In simpler, shorten the amp envelope so the chops behave like bass hits, not a looping sample. Keep the attack quick, the decay fairly short, and the release just long enough to avoid clicks. If the tail keeps stepping on the next note, it's too long. If the chop becomes a tiny glitch with no musical shape, it's too short. What to listen for now is whether each slice still feels like a note. You want texture, but you also want intent. If the transient disappears completely, you've gone too far. If every hit smears into the next one, the swing will flatten out. Now build the rhythm before you touch the tone. This is the big one. Treat it like writing a bass line for a drummer. The chops should answer the kick and snare, not just loop endlessly over them. Start with a one-bar pattern. Put one low accent on the downbeat or just before it, then add a syncopated reply around the snare, then a pickup into the backbeat, then a short answer near the end of the bar. Once that feels good, duplicate it to two bars and change something in the second bar so it develops instead of repeating like wallpaper. This is where a lot of producers go wrong. They fall in love with the texture before the pocket exists. Don't do that. Build the groove in a way that would still work if the sample were plain and boring. Then let the vinyl character make it dangerous. And here's why this works in D&B. The ear follows micro placement. In jungle especially, that space between the snare and the bass chop is where the swing lives. If the chops are fighting the backbeat, the whole track feels smaller. If they leave the right gaps, the drums suddenly breathe. You can use the groove pool, but be subtle. If the break already swings, too much extra groove will blur the relationship between the drums and the chops. Most of the personality should come from where you place the slices, not from forcing everything into one groove template. Now let's shape the tone. A really solid stock device chain is simpler than EQ8, then saturator, then auto filter. Use EQ8 first to clean up the obvious problems. High pass the rumble if it's useless. Trim a bit around 200 to 350 Hz if it clouds the snare. If the vinyl noise gets spitty, tame the upper mids a little. Then add saturator to bring the body forward. You usually do not need huge drive. A few dB can go a long way. Soft clip can help if the peaks are too sharp. Then finish with auto filter to decide how much of the texture is actually bass, and how much is just chatter. What to listen for here is density without blur. The sound should feel heavier, not wider and fuzzier in a bad way. If it gets louder, but less readable, you're probably overdriving the wrong band or leaving too much high end in the source. At this point you need to make a creative decision. Is this chopped vinyl layer carrying the true bass body, or is it a movement layer under a separate sub? If you want the safer club-ready version, treat it as a movement layer. High pass it more aggressively, maybe somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz, and let a clean sub own the real low end. Then the chop texture becomes the grit, the rhythm, the character. If you want a more classic jungle feel, you can let the chopped layer carry more of the low mid body. That can sound amazing, but it's riskier. If you go that route, keep it tightly mono below the crossover region, and make sure the arrangement leaves enough room for the bass to speak. My advice for advanced DNB is to keep the core of this layer mono. Don't let stereo width be the thing that makes it feel big. If the rhythm only works in stereo, it will fall apart in the club. Keep the important parts centered, and if you want width, push it higher up or into a separate parallel layer. Now we add swing through timing and chop length, not random sloppiness. Jungle swing is not about being messy. It's about breathing around the break. Nudge a few chops slightly late or early, just a few milliseconds. The best spots are the pickup into the snare, the reply after the snare, and the last chop before the loop restarts. Those tiny moves can completely change the pocket. Also vary the note lengths. Give your accented chops a little more length, maybe 120 to 220 milliseconds. Let the ghostier replies be shorter, maybe 40 to 100 milliseconds. That contrast makes the phrase feel like a human chop the record with intent, not like a grid, politely moved offbeat. What to listen for now is the relationship to the snare. If the snare starts feeling smaller or the kick loses its snap, your chops are probably too long or too crowded. Keep the groove leaning forward, not sitting on top of the drums. Once the rhythm feels right, print it. Resample the phrase to audio and commit. This is a huge step. It stops the endless micro-editing loop and turns the idea into something you can actually arrange. After resampling, a very useful chain is a Q8, glue compressor, and a touch more saturator if needed. Clean up any low-mid buildup, give it just a little glue, then add a final touch of density if the printed file feels too polite. You're not trying to crush it. You're just making it feel like one finished instrument. A good advanced habit here is to keep at least three versions. The raw chop pattern, the cleaned mix-safe version, and an aggressive or resampled variation. That way you don't lose the identity of the first idea by overpolishing it. A lot of great jungle-style bass lines die because they get controlled too hard. Now check the whole thing in context with your kick, snare, and break. Solo is useful, but the real test is the drum loop. Ask yourself three things. Does the bass line support the snare or fight it? Does it leave enough space for the kick transient? And does the groove still feel forward when the break is playing? If it sounds huge solo but weak in context, the issue is often too much mid-range clutter, not too little volume. Cut the conflict instead of just turning it down. And make sure you do a mono check. A chopped vinyl texture can sound massive in stereo and then collapse hard in mono if the width is doing all the work. If the rhythm disappears when summed down, keep the core chop layer centered and move any stereo treatment to a separate upper layer. Now let's make the phrase evolve. A loop that sounds amazing for 4 bars can still kill a drop if it never changes. For a 16-bar section, think in waves. Start lean and spacious. Then add one reply hit or open the filter a little. Then bring in a damaged or reversed accent. Then strip one key hit away so the groove feels like it's breathing again. That tiny removal matters more than adding another note. Sometimes the most powerful move is making the listener wait for the return. You can automate the auto-filter cutoff too. A slow sweep from around 250 Hz up toward 800 Hz over a phrase can make the texture wake up without turning into a lead. Small movement, big payoff. That's the vibe. If this chopped layer is not your true sub, pair it with a clean sub on another track. Keep the sub simple. Long notes, clear pitches, no unnecessary stereo, and a clean envelope. The chopped vinyl layer gives you the personality. The sub gives you the floor, and the sub should follow the groove of the chop, not fight it. If the kick is weak, the bass is probably living too much in the punch zone. If the snare feels tucked back, the low mid density is too heavy or the chop sustain is too long, don't just reach for the volume fader. Carve the conflict. A good advanced move is to print both a clean and a dirty version of the same phrase, then layer them lightly. The clean one preserves the rhythm. The dirty one adds aura and danger. Keep them out of each other's way. One should be the spine, the other the grime. And if you want it even more underground, leave one or two chops slightly imperfect. Not sloppy, just human. That tiny irregularity is often what makes the whole thing feel alive. So here's the core lesson. Build the groove first. Shape the tone second. Keep the important part mono. Use saturation to enhance the body, not to hide weak phrasing, and make the phrase evolve so the drop actually moves. For your practice, spend 15 minutes building a 2-bar chopped vinyl bass phrase over a simple DNB drum loop. Use one sample only. Use only stock Ableton devices. Keep the core layer mono. Use no more than 4 chop hits in the first bar. Then make exactly one automated change in bar 2. Bounce a dry version and a dirtier version, and check both in mono. If you can still hear the groove clearly in mono, if the bass leaves room for the snare, and if bar 2 feels like a progression instead of a repeat, you've nailed it. Take your time, trust the pocket, and don't be afraid to commit. This is one of those techniques that gets better the more decisively you work. Build it like a real instrument, and it will hit like one. Now go make it swing.